For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning, and in fact, I know I'm pre-taping, but I'm looking at a calendar. It's the 4th of July. Happy 4th to everyone out there. So many people are off work today. I think that's so fun. I know my husband's off work today, and we'll be heading out to Victory Fellowship Church for 12 noon to participate our hands and feet outreach. If you'd like to join us, we're going to help feed that huge citywide free food festival. They'll be shipping people from all around the city. We would love to help them and feed the poor and help anyone who needs our help. If you'd like to join us, please come. But also, I'm preparing for a luncheon I'll be doing July the 11th, 11:30 until 2, at Ralph's on the Park on City Park Avenue, right across from City Park. We're going to use their upstairs. We're excited about it. It's a great restaurant. We want you to join us, but you do have to register. You have to register by July the 8th. But I'm doing a teaching there on Mary and Martha. It's just a great tune-up, if you will, check-up, follow-up, see how you're doing. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts on my introductions to Martha and Mary, just go to the radio menu page. I always upload these. But talk about two different approaches to Christ. Two different approaches to discipleship. I'm big on making disciples. Two different approaches. Martha, encumbered about, serving. Mary, sitting at his feet. And here's the deal, though. Like I said yesterday, because I've heard so many people make so many jokes on different sides. Yes, the food had to be served. That was not the point. That's not why Jesus gave kind of a rebuke to Martha. But he's saying to her, Martha, man, you're worried or divided in your mind about too much with this food. I'm at your home. Please sit in fellowship with me. And then he even says, Mary has chosen. Mary made a choice to sit at the feet of God. And this was very important. This was the heart of Mary. Perhaps at this time versus the heart of Martha. Doesn't mean Martha didn't love God. All you server worker bees out there, doesn't mean you don't love God. The bottom line is listening to the Spirit of God and doing things according to God's timing. You see, once again, Jesus was at the house. You know, serve the food, great, but your heart would be so motivated by, oh my gosh, Jesus is in my home. I'll put the bread out and put the meat out. No, I got to sit at his feet and listen to him. That's what Jesus was saying. Same with us today, my friend. My goodness. Discipleship Training 101. Sit at the feet of Christ. Learn of him. Learn his word. You know, all the serving is great, but it's got to be motivated and thrust from a foundation of sitting at his feet. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.